Welcome to the Chakra Balancing Meditation. This is just some short directives before we jump into the meditation. So in this meditation, I want to invite you to place your attention where the chakra is. I'm going to say the number of the chakra and simply to put your awareness on that chakra, and I'll tell you where to put your awareness and your attention. Not trying to do anything, just simply putting your attention there. Noticing, resting your attention there, and I'll give you the directions to do that. And then I'll invite you to put your attention on the space, in the field around that chakra. So remember, there's an informational field around each one of the energy centers, and you're simply going to rest your attention in the space that's surrounding that energy center, which will allow your awareness to open up and go into a more open focus, like we do when we drop our minds into our hearts and focus on the ripples in the pond of the heart or the pool of the heart. That allows our attention, our awareness to expand and puts our brains more into an alpha and even a theta state of being. Then I'll invite you to bring up an elevated emotion, and I'll give you some clues to what that is. And you simply want to stay with your attention in the field around that energy center and bringing up and feeling that gratitude, that love, that appreciation, whatever the higher state of emotion is, and just feel that, bring that up, and just like you're injecting that into that energy center, the field around the energy center, you're raising the energy center's vibration, the frequency, by having that clear intention to upgrade it, upgrade the energy center, upgrade its frequency, and bringing in a elevated, a higher emotion. So you just need to hold that emotion, and just like you're beaming it towards and projecting it to, but in a very subtle way, just by putting your awareness there. I don't want you to be too active in the center and the energy around the center. Now, I'll give you some words to focus on, and each one of these energy centers will be putting our attention on for a little while, and then we'll move to the next, and I'll simply say second chakra, third chakra. I'll direct you where to put your attention and where to the elevated emotion, and then I'll remind you what this energy center is connected to and about. I really don't want you to do anything and try to make anything happen. You're really just raising the vibration for the greater good, and in that, you will be allowing the unified field, the divine mind, to, it knows what to do. You're just simply giving it a boost of energy so that the frequency can raise and it can do what it naturally does best. And it'll help balance out your energy center, your chakra. But again, not trying to heal anything, not trying to change anything, not trying to do anything. Simply getting in there and raising the frequency. And when I say to let go of each chakra before we move to the next, I really want you to let it go. I want you to release it. Release it to the divine mind, to the unified field. And just knowing it's got it. It's got it handled. You're just releasing and not hanging on and just letting it go. I almost feel like I'm sort of just like, blessing it and sort of just like releasing it to the universe. And just knowing it's now vibrating at the right frequency. And at the end, I'll be inviting you, after we go to the eighth chakra, to put your attention in the energy all around you, kind of like all around in your auric field. You could have just imagined this sort of as much as you could spread your arms out all around you. And in that field, in fact, we can measure from our chakras out 9 meters, but in that field of energy, just around your whole being. I'm going to invite you to put your attention there and to just put in that field whatever it is that you are wanting for your destiny, as far as just the greatest good, you know, really wanting to just empower yourself for what you want to experience in the future, and just for your greatest good, just on a very general sense, not trying to visualize anything with any of this actually, but just sending out the frequency message, and then just trusting and letting the divine handle it all. And then I'll invite you to lay down. It'd be really great if you can lay down after this for a few minutes, and even after the music stops, if you would like to continue to lay down like you would in Shavasana, it's a really great thing to do, and just allow your whole system to recalibrate and absorb all the beautiful effects. And you really don't want to expect anything except maybe the unexpected. And this is really, it's a little bit on the passive side, and just with your attention, and just notice if you're trying to get in there and do something, and then just notice if you are, and then you'll just relax from that. I hope you enjoy.